Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, you are. And this is exciting. We've got Penelope Noir in the flesh.
Morena.
Morena. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I swam in.
You swam?
Yep. Yep. Sore arms awesome. Now.
Through the atmospheric river.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so excited to have you in the flesh with us.
Yeah.
I must say, you guys look incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm really stoked with this.
This
skirt.
Is the coolest I've felt in years.
Yeah. Yes. And the Audio Archives collection is very cool. We were just doing a little show and tell before.
I especially like the camo skirt because it's got pockets for your phone and keys.
Yes.
Practicality normalized first. Women's clothes having pockets.
Exactly.
And none of this tiny pocket business. I want to be able to actually put stuff in there.
Lunch.
My lunch. Exactly.
I've got a pocket for a hammer here.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Even better.
Yeah. I could be holding a hammer in these pants.
Mean. In the spirit of our very special Audio Archives Kaha Whip Day, we're going to talk a little bit about the history of Kaha.
Yes. So I have spoken about Kaha in the past, but I thought, you know, because it's Kaha Whip Day, why not?
When in Rome.
Refresh. And for people who don't know, Kaha, you might recognise it from its distinctive kind of yellow mustard sea logo that's kind of like stylized, which is pretty cool. It generally is made in heavy plain cotton called duck, which is woven tighter than regular cotton and canvas and things like that. It was founded in 1889 by a guy called Hamilton Carhart, which I think is such a cool name.
Very cool.
And established in Detroit. And the motto was honest value for an honest dollar. And it was initially all about workwear. Mm. And it really kind of took off, especially because the railway was kind of growing. And so railway workers really needed some workwear.
Mm.
And so within 20 years, it had expanded into 8 cities, including the UK and Canada.
Wow.
So it was pretty, you know, pretty epic when you think about it.
Yeah.
And then World War One, it became, Kaha became kind of a critical kind of supplier for uniforms, for workwear, for people who were, you know, helping with supplies for the war, but also uniforms and things like that. And their cotton mill companies in South Carolina produced thousands of meters or I guess they would have called it yards of khaki cloth for the government. But like post-war, because of the downturn in like, you know, cotton manufacture and things like that in the US and the Great Depression, sales started kind of declining. So they had a bit of a dip and they had to close some of their factories. But the son of Hamilton, called Wiley, he focused on producing hard-wearing, affordable clothing for farmers and rural labourers, and they came up with the Back to the Land campaign. And I believe that some of the, like, farming kind of products, like tractors and things like that, those kind of companies still are their biggest kind of clients for supplying workwear and stuff like that. And also in the 1930s, the Super Ducks line specialised in outdoor wear for hunting. Also in the 70s, the purchase of new facilities kind of enabled Carhartt to do significant private label deals for major chain stores like Sears, JCPenney. And then we kind of go into the 80s and 90s where Carhartt became more popular outside blue-collar trades. And Carhartt had been selling into the Japanese lifestyle market since the late 80s. And then in the 1990s, Carhartt Whip was born. And that was essentially for the European market.
Yeah.
And it was about kind of adapting the rugged kind of functional workwear into everyday casual use. So it was like a little bit more wearable, I guess, like maybe a little bit lighter, which is kind of cool. And of course, there's the hip hop kind of scene that kind of embraced it. Wu-Tang Clan, Tupac, Dr. Dre wore it. Tommy Boy Records used jackets as their merch, and they produced, I think it was like about 100 of them with their logo on it, and that became like a collector's kind of item thing.
They'd be so expensive, eh, if you went to buy one now.
Yeah, yeah. I would think so. And there's kind of like iconic pieces like the Detroit jacket, and in Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey, you know, all right. wore the duck Detroit jacket, and other characters in that film wore a lot of Carhartt as well. So it's kind of like, and then there's modern day, like Tyler, the Creator, Travis Scott, that sort of thing. And they've had collaborations with APC and A Bathing Ape, and lots of different kind of designers. But it's kind of also the vintage pieces are collectible, so you can go onto Etsy, and the most collectible is the J97 jacket.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
J97
jacket. Okay, she's bringing it up.
Yep.
I'm a visual then.
Yep.
Ah, yes, okay, yeah. I've seen this one a lot.
Oh, I think my dad has one of those. Mm. We grew up in a Carhartt family.
I don't know
how else to say that, but it was like kind of before it was recognised widely down here.
Yep.
We used to buy it off eBay and ship it from America to us.
Wow. Whoa. You could have started a whole business.
It was
like
crazy.
Importing a lot of it.
Yeah. And people would be like, what are you wearing? And I'd be like, oh.
Don't you know?
Carhartt jacket. And now it's like, now it's everywhere. It's really cool to see.
Must feel so good to be so ahead of the curve, Millie.
They were warm jackets, man. Like these jackets were kind of, they're lined with like, some of them are lined normally, and then some of them are lined with like a wool.
Like a Sherpa sort of vibe.
Yeah, and they are so hot. Yeah, I think they're made for the snow.
Yeah, at one point they did produce workwear for the people working on the Alaskan pipeline.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like totally, they could go to any kind of climate and adapt the product, which is really amazing.
What a fantastic brand, you know, that can be that versatile and also that proven. Like, you've got to trust your clothes when you're out in, like, you know, the snow.
Yeah, and it's family-owned. It's always been family-owned, which I think is really cool.
That's special to maintain that. It's so cool to learn a little bit about the, like, whakapapa of how it went from, you know, literal work clothes to then, like, you know, celebrities hopping on the trend, and then it's sort of becoming a big, like, pop culture streetwear moment that it is now. And, yeah, it's cool that through all that it's stayed family-owned.
Yeah, and, like, the products tend to be in muted colours, you know, like the camo and the khaki and the kind of brown that you're wearing.
Yes,
I'm wearing a nice tan. And they have triple chain stitching over some main seams, so that's kind of like some of their kind of key things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually looking at it right now. Three lines.
Oh, yes, look at you. I just got doubles on mine, I think.
I must say.
But different material.
I said to Penny out in the lounge, I was like, fill my pants. And then I was like, these are never going to break. Which I think was maybe quite a crazy thing to say to you at 7:30 in the morning, Penny.
No, I'm definitely someone who always wants to go up to somebody and feel the fabric they're wearing.
Yeah, but
I have to kind of remember that you can't actually just go up to them and do that. You've got to ask.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's a little bit creepy.
Good reminder.
We just love fabric.
Yeah. Speaking of exciting Carhartt fashion, we also should take a moment to let our listeners know that if they're coming into the studio, to the station today, they can pick up the exclusive 95BFM and Carhartt Whip t-shirt.
Have you seen it?
It's gorgeous.
No, it's so cool.
It's got
cool.
a very cool design on
Send
it.
You a foot.
And we've got them.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really cool. It's got like a little bee person on it.
A bee man.
A bee person.
Bee man.
And it's available only in person at the station.
Yeah.
So people have to come up to pick it up.
So that's come awesome. Here. Please.
Hey. Thank you so much, Penny.
Thanks for having me. It's so nice to be in the studio.
Yeah, so nice to have you IRL. That was fashion, everyone. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.